This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's time now for EB's entertainment page, which has a sponsor.
Oh.
It is sponsored. It's right there. I'm passing you the read.
Thank you, Cakes.
You're welcome.
Entertainment
if you can find it amongst
page.
All my doodling and scribbling.
I mean, my God. Serial killer over here.
This is the scribblings of a mad genius, EB.
It's brought to you by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com, and when you visit there, make sure you mention your boy, EB, and ask for my guy Mike.
EBMW of Fairfax. They're changing the sign out front is what I've heard.
I love that, Cakes.
People have told me that.
I had an EBLT at Blue Mash.
Yes.
And now I'm going to have the EBMW dealership in Fairfax.
Yep. That's quite a legacy you're leaving.
Is the car gray?
You can get a gray car.
It's a good one, Valdez.
I was in the resting area yesterday. My daughter had training.
And how long did it take you to get home?
It took about 45 minutes, which should normally take 35. So it was only an extra 10 minutes, but it was just annoying.
I'm going to guess while your daughter is working, you're doing a lot of resting.
I had to go.
You had to go somewhere and get something.
I had to go somewhere in Fairfax.
Okay.
Okay. And I couldn't believe all of a sudden I couldn't get out of the parking lot the correct way. There were no U-turns. And I ended up driving right by our street, right by
the old station.
Well, actually, it's actually 123 I drove by. Okay. So where the McDonald's is, the Burger King and everything.
Oh, it's
all
so different. It's so different.
It's so different now. And I was just getting the feels. And like Paul the Sixth is like chopped in half or something.
Dude, if you drive past PVI, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
What is
there's
it?
Like, townhouses back there,
so
condos.
They had to leave the brick facade of it because it's a historical
That's
property.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
So they have that, and then they have just gigantic townhomes behind it.
Oh. Yeah, and they're just new businesses. They look all clean. They still have like a Herting and Nita's, and you know some of those
Nita's
other
New Mexico style Mexican food. Yeah. Delicious. Their breakfast burritos.
Dude, I was getting it. The old Herting 7-Eleven is over there in the corner.
Yeah. What was that breakfast place right across the street? Not the Anita's. There was another place. It was right across from the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, remember it was like 29
like
Diner.
Diner.
29
oh,
Diner.
It was called 29 Diner.
Not sure if that's still there.
I'm convinced that intersection where the Exxon is right across from the diner, that's the busiest intersection in all of Northern Virginia,
in my opinion.
It's busy.
And there are a lot of them.
Well,
that's the busiest.
I don't know. I was just getting all the feels as I was driving
around.
Yeah, you're
getting nostalgic.
And then it did take me a while. And then when I got off at my exit at Connecticut Avenue to go, you know, I couldn't believe how much traffic there was. At that point, it was like 2:45. Like, bumper to bumper. I mean,
right.
The Beltway was insane at 2:45.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is.
Everyone's remote or not working.
Or they're on the Beltway. I don't know what they're doing.
That's what I mean. They're either remote.
You know what else is insane? At 5
and they're
in the
just
morning,
out driving around, the or they're not working.
The B-Dub Parkway is kind of insane at 5:05 in the morning whenever I hop onto it.
I thought that last night, 20,000 people in Cap 1 to see Zach Bryan. I said, don't you people have to work tomorrow?
On a Monday.
No, they don't.
On a Monday.
Only you.
I'm the only person out of everyone there.
Everybody
working.
Else taking a personal day.
All right, so we mentioned it earlier. Just a nightmare time, I guess, for Diddy. But as many people think, it's been a long time coming. They raided his homes in L.A., New York, and Miami.
And he's got
three of them?
Oh. They were all raided. And
looking for
computers, all that. They're gonna have
pictures.
So much dirt on him. And if you saw the video of him like walking around the airport in Miami, like he knows.
He looks despondent.
You know what else they're looking for? Good original songs by Diddy. They're like,
where are they?
Any good originals here?
No.
Anything this guy's ever done that you didn't sample?
No.
Any of that in here?
No. He didn't have any of that.
Anybody? God. Any signs of life?
This guy's heavily involved in a lot of nonsense. Just watch out. There's all these lawsuits out there. It's just the tip of the iceberg, I think. So we'll see. Just stay tuned on that. But there is video of him walking around. He was allegedly trying to fly to like some area where they had no extradition to the U.S. I think the plane took off without him from Miami. Oh,
he's like, wait.
The pilot said, I'm getting out of here.
Come back.
Yeah, it's bad news here.
He's got like a Gulfstream
5, I don't want to be questioned.
I guess. Wild story. Vince Young was in a bar fight. Did you see this?
Ooh.
Vince Young was at a bar in Houston, and shocker, turns out they were having some racial discussion. Shocker, things got violent, and somebody slammed a drink in another guy's face. Next thing you know, somebody got hit with an elbow. Oh. Next thing you know, Vince Young's knocked out.
Somebody called Jake Gyllenhaal. Get him to clean up that bar. That bar sounds like it's too rowdy.
Right. But what's interesting is the bar owner was involved in this. He said he didn't file any charges.
Okay.
He said he was trying to get people to leave the bar after the conversation got a little too dicey, I guess. Yeah.
No, that's smart. Drinking and discussing race relations.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But it's funny that you mentioned Jake Gyllenhaal and Roadhouse. Okay. I thought of this, when I was watching this movie. Apparently, Key West folks are distraught. Because they're portraying it as like this wild place.
Like lawless. Yeah.
They don't like the portrayal.
Right, bar fights everywhere.
The mayor's distraught. yeah. What are you going to do?
It's like, how dare you film that terrible movie here in our good borough?
Although they do say that in the 70s and 80s, it might have been more like that. A little wilder.
Yeah.
The Wild West.
But now it's different. In 2024, they say it's totally different. They say 90% of Key West residents are transplants from all over, and they just don't like the portrayal.
Yeah. Well, they'll get over it.
All I know is the Keys look silly. Every time I watch Red Dragon and see Ed Norton's house where he's hiding away from Francis Dollarhide, it's an amazing spot right on the water.
I'd
love to be there.
After when I'm watching Roadhouse, I was thinking about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Because she used to date Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, the Swifties hate Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah,
but I was wondering if she watched the movie and saw his abs and then had FOMO.
Well, I'm guessing Travis Kelce has abs.
Yeah, he's kind of has a beer belly.
Okay,
he's
maybe.
A tight end.
He's actually kind of doughy.
Yeah. He doesn't have abs.
Okay, he's not as dreamy as Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I mean, Jake.
She's on vacation in the Bahamas with Travis Kelce. You think she's sitting around watching Roadhouse movies, bad movies with her ex-boyfriend?
She's like, this one's not as good as the original.
Maybe.
So you mentioned Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So they are, I guess, where they are, Hawaii, wherever the hell they are.
Bahamas.
And apparently they're seen there on the beach. They're seen there walking around. And they wanted to get a workout in. They did the bit where they shut down the gym. And so
they were the only ones in the gym.
I don't know.
Where were they?
I had a I think I don't think I would do that.
It's a
I would
of, maybe it's a little bit of a diva move.
I think I would go maybe to the gym before it opened.
Right.
Or after.
Going off hours.
Yeah, off hours.
Yeah, but let's like, would you have the balls to just kick everybody out of the gym?
She definitely saw his abs, made his ass get in the gym, do some sit-ups.
Right.
You're not as dreamy as my ex. Get in there, do some crunches.
Right.
I would just not go to the gym. Did it say where they were?
The name of the gym?
No, was it a hotel at it? A gym at a hotel? Where were they?
I guess it's the nicest spot in the Bahamas, wherever that is.
I don't know.
There's a billion islands down there.
He works out on vacation.
Yeah, who does that?
I actually like to work out on vacation sometimes, yeah, because you have free time. You don't have to get up. Like, you're fresh, you know, and you knock out a workout, and then you earn your drinks.
Right. Then you go just act like a pig.
That's how I rationalize everything.
How do you earn your drinks every other day?
Golf.
Golf. I'm sure it's a good workout.
I get pretty sweaty. Lately, my kids have been well, this is embarrassing to admit, but like they walked by me yesterday, and the chant the recent kind of chant in my house is your dogs are barking.
Your dogs are barking. Okay.
My
feet are smelly.
Feet were butt smelly.
Oh, really? That's not great.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Humiliating when they tell you your dogs are barking.
Right. That's bad.
So, but I took a shower, cleaned it up, got down there on hands and knees.
With socks or without socks?
With socks. So through the socks, dogs are barking. But don't worry.
I'm just looking.
What?
Your socks and slides. Yeah, always makes me laugh.
Your wool socks.
Oh, these are just silly.
So smelly.
These are just cotton.
Hey, your socks match with your slides.
Yeah,
both Adidas.
Yeah. I don't like to show my toes. Unlike JP, people are grilling JP's feet.
Oh
in
my
that
God!
One
did,
picture.
Did you see his flip flops?
I saw like how his feet were all slid forward. I'm gonna give him a benefit of the doubt. He just, you know,
he looks like he looks like Frankenstein.
He has ugly
he
feet.
He took
though.
A picture with his feet. Oh, down in Puerto Rico.
They're all doing a beach thing.
Yeah. No, he's wearing like size 7 Adidas slides.
Well, no, I think he just you know, he's a clown. He didn't they need to be a little tighter.
His feet are just stuffed in there,
and his feet are coming over
and
the top.
And you can see
of
his
him.
Toes.
And he's got hurting toes. Right.
It's like if you donate shoes to like people in need, that they don't fit,
right?
They come out of the
right. To go to Goodwill. Top. That's where he finds his shoes at Goodwill.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. So funny, you know. He should be like me. He should be wearing socks with his
slides. He should be covering up at all
now,
times.
Now, I don't at the beach. At the beach, you could, if you
he has infant sandals on. That's how tiny they are.
His heels are just forward. He just got to tighten it.
Dude, his toes are hanging over the edge.
I know, because they're too loose.
They're probably 15 years old. You know that he would never go buy himself a new pair of sandals.
Yeah.
He's like a baby.
He's wearing Isabella's sandals.
He needs people to buy him things for him to upgrade his wardrobe.
It's kind of true. Drabby, have you followed this Rebel Wilson story where she's trashing Sasha Baron Cohen?
No.
You're not?
I have not followed it either.
Well, this is like a big viral story.
Okay.
So she's got a memoir out. I guess, has she lost a bunch of weight, Rebel Wilson?
She's lost a good amount.
She used to be ginormous.
Well, she also, she used to be a big girl.
She's probably on the Zempic. I don't know. It's just a guess.
It's a great guess.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is.
No, she lost it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, she got skinny before the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll
see. Good for her.
But apparently she did a movie with Sacha Baron Cohen. She did a movie with, I think, with Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, actually, at one point, too. And
Isla Fisher.
Yeah. She trashes him in a book, but she doesn't name him. And then I guess he's threatening her to not release the memoir.
I don't have no Borat slander here. That will not happen. Not on my watch.
That's your boy.
Well, she went public and said the A blank that I'm talking about in chapter one is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Calling him out.
Calling him out on social media. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to read her memoir.
I hope you don't.
I'm not going to read her
memoir.
You
got nothing else going on if you are. I can't believe she's 45 already.
I have her at 44. You ever at 45?
I think I saw 45.
Yeah.
The only way I would be read her memoirs if I were imprisoned and somebody stuffed her into the prison cell with me, and then she started reading her memoir aloud.
If you were in prison and you only had one book and it was her memoir, would you read it?
Yes, because I'd be just bored.
I'd rather
tears.
Stare at the wall.
You would.
I would read it.
Just do push-ups.
It's some form of entertainment.
Stare at the wall. That's what I would do.
I couldn't even do push-ups with my tennis elbow. I was in prison. It'd be hurt.
By the way, to me, her career ended after Pitch Perfect. Like, if she's done anything since then, did, I don't know anything about it.
Did she puke in Pitch? Is that the one? What was the one where all the singing and the girls were projectile vomiting?
That's Pitch Perfect. That's one of them. Right?
They've done three of them, yeah.
Okay, maybe it was two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
I actually got to
The OG was pretty good. The first Pitch Perfect was actually really good.
They have a first with the Bachelorette. So they did the old fart Bachelor, remember?
It's called the Golden Bachelor, EB.
Right. They did the Golden Bachelor respect. With the old guy. Yes. It turns out he had a bunch of girls. He was, I don't know. He wasn't quite as innocent as maybe as they made it seem. Well, they've got a new Bachelorette now, and this is a first. It's not an old chick. It's Cakes. An Asian chick.
Okay.
They've got their first Asian. Somebody tell Shorts.
In here.
Let Shorts know.
Right? Yeah. Isn't Shorts like a big, like I'm married to an Asian, but I don't think I necessarily like only like, I thought Shorts like really likes Asians. Like that's his thing.
He definitely has.
He has a fetish.
Yeah.
So,
which is weird because he has a fiance.
Yeah.
Who's
that's
white.
Not Asian.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah. Right. She's not, is she pregnant? Or are they getting married? Something's coming on. Something going on with them?
I don't know. You're putting a lot of Shorts business out there.
I'm not putting anything that I don't. That's like top secret. I'm just public knowledge stuff.
Oh, it's no, I don't think so.
Okay. But they're getting married, though.
I think so. Yeah, they're engaged.
Right. So her name is Jen Tran. So tell Shorts. Jen Tran.
Let him know.
Let me see. Anything else? Oh, I did that. Oh, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had pacemaker put in.
Mm.
See, all those years of steroid abuse, he's had
got
quite
something
a few...
in common with your mom.
Yeah. Mrs. Well, Bickle and Arnold.
Yeah. She didn't, except she didn't do like 30 years of steroids and growth hormone.
And she didn't do Predator.
No.
She didn't do Terminator.
She doesn't have, Commando. She doesn't have the same
record. Your mom saw the Predator or Terminator?
No chance.
Funniest question of the week.
I'm pretty sure my mom hasn't seen any movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Your mom was in Kindergarten Cop.
Name a movie.
Twins.
Name a movie that my mother might have seen.
Maybe Twins.
Passion of the Christ.
She saw that.
Lock,
but not
saw
with
that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Ten Commandments.
She loves her some milk.
Seen that. You're all over it, Valdez.
It's a Wonderful Life.
She's seen, you know, like a Herbie movie in the 70s. She just doesn't watch movies. I mean, she doesn't. I mean, if it has a religious undertone, she might see it.
Yeah.
But other than
she didn't
that,
see Dune 2? Did she borrow your popcorn bucket?
What's like the biggest movie? Like Titanic was like the biggest movie of like the 90s or whatever, right? Like what's been the biggest movie of the last 20 years?
Like
what,
any of the Avengers movies? Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. No. Just know who Thanos is.
No, those aren't considered as big.
Does your mom know what the Infinity Stones are?
No. Like, I don't even think she ever saw like a Rocky movie. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, couldn't tell you.
I could tell you. She's not. She doesn't go to the movies.
If there was a movie of David versus Goliath, she'd be butt sized to go see David throw the rock and pummel.
She's seen
Jason and the Argonauts.
She's seen like definitely like religious movies that are like on
like Bruce Almighty,
like on the Hallmark Channel or something.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur. You'd Ben-Hur fan.
We saw a
Spartacus.
Movie. She always recommends one at the beach every year.
What is it?
We all watch. Well, we saw one.
Is it a different movie every year?
Kind of. It'll be usually, you know, obviously it has religious undertones.
Sure.
Whatever. And the one we saw was about a kid. They were playing hockey or whatever on the lake. And have you guys heard about this one? I think I talked about it maybe. And the ice broke and he went and they couldn't save him. And he was under the ice in the lake for like 13 minutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I think that's part of Damien Omen, too. Like, that actually happened. No. Now, that's definitely a movie.
No, I think this is supposedly based on a real-life story or something, too. And then...
pretty fun beach trip.
Yeah, I know. No, we have
to do it. Can you imagine coming back from the beach five margaritas deep watching this movie about kids trapped under the ice?
Kids trapped under the ice for like 13 minutes, and then...
Oh, that reminds me. I need more ice for my drink.
I can't remember what happened, but somehow he's, like, brought back to life, and it's a miracle. Like, the whole story is about the miracle of the kid.
Can he play for the Caps? Can the Caps pull him up?
Is he a good skater?
This is a traumatic
can you play right wing?
Grinder?
Hey, real
penalty kill.
I want to go through this. Can I go through this next? This is actually good. So there's a list of items, props.
Got an item.
That were sold at an auction. Okay. You're not going to believe what these things fetch.
That's a solid radio tease.
You want to do that when we come out?
Yeah, we'll do that. And I also need to tease at 9:45. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots with special guest Soul Asylum. We're going to play a very controversial game show. It's called Which Song is Better? Very subjective, right. And it has audio clues.
We'll
be doing that at 9:45.
And you're the judge.
I'm the judge. Yeah. Judge, jury, executioner, all three right here. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.